of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begins. Srila Prabhupada comments, actually I will tell you, these are verses spoken by Kapila to his mother Devahuti, and these verses comprise what Srila Prabhupada describes the easiest process of mystic yoga. You're not listening. Good morning. Once again, this is the easiest process of advancement in Krishna consciousness. It's a process which elevates us from the present state of our consciousness to the highest state of Krishna consciousness. And I will read to you the purport from this verse, first verse, but then I will read also the following verses which describe the process a little bit clearer. But let me repeat it again so that we can let it sink in our attention. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. And the process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and devotional service is described here. The first point is that one must seek the association of persons who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. Without such association, one cannot make advancement. And simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. One must give up the association of materialistic persons and seek the association of devotees, because without the association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Lord. Generally, people are convinced of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Because they do not associate with devotees, they cannot understand that the Absolute Truth can be a person and have personal activities. This is a very difficult subject matter. And unless one has personal understanding of the Absolute Truth, there is no meaning to devotion. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service must be offered to a person. Non-devotees cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedic literature wherein the activities of the Lord are described. They think that these activities are fictional, manufactured stories, because a spiritual life is not explained to them in the proper mode. To understand the personal activities of the Lord, one has to seek the association of devotees. And by such association, when one contemplates and tries to understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, the path to liberation is open, and he is freed. One who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increases. Rupa Manjari, I personally think Rasikananda is in an age where it will be extremely difficult for him to be silent. And you will always be in the situation that, oh, my son is loud, and your mind will not be concentrated. So I suggest that you spend the time with Rasikananda on your own and listen later to the tape-recorded lecture. Because if you're here, you will constantly fight between listening to the lecture and keeping Rasikananda quiet, and you won't be able to do even both. Rasikananda will do both, and you will not be concentrated on the lecture. So better is to do one thing at a time, take care of it, and then, but then you must listen to the lecture, because I will say something which I hope is valuable for your spiritual life. I know it's a constant dilemma, because the mother wants to be there for the lecture, like anything, but the mother does it, the baby is a baby, it has to express its baby activity. Or Rupa Manjari, we can try, and then you see, he just gets so much in the mood of speaking and so on, then you can maybe go. Let us make a try, but if it does not work, we are not frustrated at all. You know, because this is our dharma. As parents, we have to take care of the babies, and this is all right. It has to be done. That's the sacrifice. I know from the Goloka Dham that we have several children. It's really the mothers and the fathers want to spend time, but it's not possible when they always make noise and so on. This is something for our grihasthas to think about. When are we ready for the sacrifice of children, having children? It is a sacrifice. So here again. One who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increases. Association with devotees means association with the Lord. The devotee who makes this association develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord, and then being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Sarasate Devi Gaurani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashvacadeshakarine Vyasri Krishna Vedanya Prabhu-Vishyananda Shri Adhaita Jaya Shri Vasudhi Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The whole process of Krishna consciousness really helps a person, conditioned person, to come to the liberated platform of spiritual life. Now this, what does this practically mean? This means that he becomes attracted to Krishna. He remodels his life in such a way that Krishna is in the center of his attention and no longer his own interest and his own plan. To bring Krishna back into the center of our lives, a very nice process has been given. It's a process whereby which our mind, our becomes redirected again to the Lord. It is said that this redirection, this bringing our lives back to the lotus feet of Krishna, primarily happens by a devotee who listens to Krishna's pastimes. The association of pure devotees, these discussions of the pastimes and the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing, and it satisfies the ear and also the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation. Thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. What is very important, Rasayana Katai, it is said that these pastimes of the Lord are full of taste, spiritual satisfaction. If you hear these activities, how the Lord acts in relationship to his devotees, your taste is again awakened. You like to put Krishna in the center, and you begin to serve Krishna in all earnestness. The next verse says, what happens to someone who hears the taste about Krishna and whose taste is awakened? It is said that two things happen to him. He develops a distaste to sense gratification, and he wishes to constantly be connected with Krishna. Thus consciously engaged in devotional service in the association of a devotee, of devotees, a person gains distaste for sense gratification, both in this world and in the next, by constantly thinking about the activities of the Lord. This process of Krishna consciousness is the easiest process of mystic power. When one is actually situated on the path of devotional service, he is able to control the mind. Srila Prabhupada said that most of his disciples want to go to the heavenly planet. What he meant is that most of the devotees have the desire to enjoy in a maximum amount. That's really the motive. The Panjari is looking shocked because it sounds so shocking. Why have you done this? Well, because there the amount of material happiness is the greatest. This is how we start on devotional service. We are very unqualified people. We wish to have sense gratification much more than God consciousness, to serve Krishna. But as we hear more and more about Krishna and his wonderful activities, we desire to put this wonderful person, this Krishna, into the center of our lives. And we become free from this great problem in, that we are more interested in our happiness than the Lord's happiness. We become able to control our mind, and then something happens. And a devotee does devotional service while really controlling his mind and thinking of Krishna, putting him in the center of his life. He stops his old service to the three modes of material nature. We are servants to Tamagun and Rajagun. These modes have a very great control over our lives. Many of the problems which we face, if not all, are directly related to these material modes of nature, which still control a devotee very, very much. For instance, it is described in our Shastra how these modes have a control over us. And we read this interesting part. Make note. Then you are totally in tamagun. I will tell you how the modes control our consciousness. In each mode, the three stages adhama tamas, the lowest type of tamagun, madhyam tamasi, the middle stage, and uttama tamasi, that's the highest stage of tamagun when you are in spiritual life. In the adhama, when you are adhama tamasi, one has some faith one worships God, but the motive is one wants to harm others. We know that people have worshipped God to make war against other people, and to get their wars, their weapons blessed. I know also that devotees sometimes are so angry at other devotees that they say, I will be a good devotee and I will show this other rascal. Hare Krishna. Madhyam tamasi means one engages in devotional service, but really the main interest one has is separated from Krishna. One wants his own interest. The example has been given of a married woman who has a lover, a paramour lover, outside of the marriage. Yes, she is a good married woman externally, I must really Rupa Manjari, I really mean well with you. It's not that I can tolerate it, but please, how can you understand the lecture in this? It is not possible. But he becomes more angry if you take him out, isn't it? That's the point. All right, I understand the point. He needs to be also included in the whole group. Deborah, I understand now. It's all right. Please play with him. Yes, Maya, that's the point. Yes, I fail to understand how the mother will be. What is the benefit for? Because he can't understand, but the mother also can't. Now I understand. It is clear to me. So let us come back to the subject matter. The devotee on this level is certainly doing some type of service or some type of existence in Krishna consciousness, but his real thing is he wants to enjoy separately from Krishna. He has this private agenda, like the married woman. She is married and she will do her duties as a matter of duty, but she really only thinks of the time when she will leave the house in the night and come to the tree in the moonlit night, where she will meet her real lover in the act, where she will really enjoy. This is the middle stage of tamagun, the highest stage of tamagun in your spiritual life is one sees another devotee who is expert in his devotional service, and one understands, I also want to be expert like him, and out of enviousness, that I'm so envious that he does things so well, I also want to become a devotee and want to become serious. You understand? This is called so now we will advance a little to the Rajagun. Again, there are three stages. Rajas Adhama, Rajas Madhyam, and Uttama Rajas. So on the lowest level, then the devotional service is influenced by the mode of passion. One wants to worship the Lord for wealth and to get money and to get provisions. On the middle stage, one wants to worship the Lord because one wishes to become famous all over the world. I do very nice devotional service so that others will worship me. And on the highest state of Rajagun, one wishes to improve his situation to such a degree that one wishes to become liberated from the material world and be in some spiritual dimension. These are the people who are desiring even to become one with the Lord. They often do this impelled by the mood of Rajas. Now we will go to Sattvika levels. Again, there is Adhama Sattvika, Madhyam Sattvika, and Uttama Sattvika. On the lowest level, one worships with great respect in order to nullify the sins one has performed. In other words, one understands, due to my bad activities, I'm suffering in this world, and I'm still suffering, so now let me do some devotional service to become free of suffering. The next one is Madhyam Sattvika. Because I theoretically understand that Krishna likes if I respect his devotees, I will try to become a devotee who respects others. I don't do it out of my own self and own understanding. The reason why I do it is because I know Krishna likes that, and maybe I get some benefit. And the highest thing is that Uttama Sattvika, I have understood the essence of the Shastras, and I have also experienced that I am a servant of the Lord, and therefore I worship. This worship is still a little bit conducted out, not really out of attraction to Krishna, but it is because of an understanding that I should abide or follow the laws of Shastra. All these things have still motives which are a little bit material, and it is the real thing of devotional service is that simply by hearing the glorification of Krishna, I understand Krishna is so wonderful. I just want to serve him. This is the real goal. This is when raga or love has come in the heart, and when we no longer wish to satisfy ourselves and put ourselves in the center, but where we really wish to do it because we have attained this love and attraction to Krishna. This love and attraction to Krishna is really the goal of our spiritual lives. Without having this love and attraction for Krishna, we will serve him mainly because of us, not because of him. Because we wish to better our position. This level, you know, this self-centered devotional service is not, that will not really bring us back home, back to Krishna. So here, this mystical event has been described, that the self-centered person becomes a Krishna-centered person. This mystical event takes place by hearing in the association of devotees about the Lord and engaging in the service of the Lord. Here it is said, thus by not engaging in the service of the modes of material nature, But by developing Krishna consciousness, knowledge and renunciation, and by practicing yoga, in which the mind is always fixed in devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one achieves my association in this very life, for I am the Supreme Personality, the Absolute Truth. And this hearing about Krishna makes our mind, let me say, spiritual. The example has been given of a hunter who plays the flute. As he plays the flute, the snake will leave the jungle and begin and come close to the hunter. And then, at one stage, the snake will dance according to the tune of the hunter, the snake charmer. So when we listen to the Bhagavatam in the association of real devotees of the Lord, then we will also be called, our mind will be called out of the jungle, this jungle existence, where we are totally under the control of the material energy, and we will start to move in harmony with Krishna, like a sham snake. This is the example which has been given. Do you understand this example, Bhakti James? And this is because Krishna is Krishna. He is so very attractive. I personally think it is important for us to listen about the activities of Krishna, how he stole the butter in Vrindavan, and how at the same time, although being such a temperamental young child, he showed Mother Yashoda how the whole universes are in him when he opened his mouth. You should hear about how Lord Krishna danced at the many hooves of the Kaliya snake, how killing this monster demon, which was a few miles long, how he did this by dancing on the hooves. This is very wonderful. He just made killing this huge monster demon, he made it a dance, and he invited the gopis on the to join him. They came. This is what we hear in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. They came on the snake hoods, and they joined in the dance. We should listen how Krishna afterwards, when the danger was over, rested in the night near the Yamuna. How a forest fire came and threatened all the devotees, and how Krishna just drank the forest fire. We should hear about how Krishna saved his dear devotees who had followed the cows into the forest, and who then became surrounded by a second forest fire. How Krishna, in the midst of the fire, saved his devotees. He just jumped into the fire and he drank this whole fire. You should become interested to hear more about the activities of Krishna. And when we do so, a very important psychological result will be there. That is that we will finally learn in a very nice way to put Krishna into the center. Krishna is so wonderful that our minds become convinced that yes, we should put Krishna into the center. It is very wonderful. It is very natural, and so on. We have started a process in some exercise in our temples, we call it the Naam Yakya. In the Naam Yakya, we hear Krishna's divine holy name for many hours all together. And we all notice as we are listening to Krishna's divine names in the holy name, our attention becomes drawn from this material energy, and it is becoming, how do you say, absorbed in him. This should happen also when we chant our japa. During the japa chanting, our minds, which are so restless, are supposed to meet the Lord of our hearts, Lord Krishna. But have you noticed when you chant the japa, sometimes there is almost a force which works against listening to the holy name. What this force is, it's a false ego. Yes, we feel very unpleasant, and when we chant, we just don't like it, and our mind says, oh, couldn't we do something else, please? We are meeting during every day during japa, maybe not every day, but most of the days we are meeting this force which keeps us bound in the material energy, which is the false ego, from which the self-centeredness comes. Therefore we are chanting according to a fixed number of rounds, 16 rounds, so that we can conquer this force, this binding force, and make a very determined endeavor. So this is necessary, to go through the barrier of the false ego when you practice spiritual life. It's necessary, therefore, to sometimes to spend time with devotees, quality time, where we are going very deep in our spiritual practice. Otherwise we will never ever put Krishna into the center. It just will not happen. It just will not work. We are so conditioned, we are such conditioned souls, that our conditionings will bring us away from Krishna. We do need this deep spiritual practice which brings us beyond the worlds of false ego into the divine kingdom of the Lord. And it's very important. There was a Nobel Prize winning a book in the world. I heard about this. It is describing a little bit the conditioned nature of the human being. It's about a class of English school children, and they somehow they go into an airplane, and the airplane drives flies from one place in Australia to somewhere else, I forgot, maybe to America, and the airplane explodes, but it so happens that the school class lands on an island, a normal island. No grown-up person survives this crash of the school class. What happens is they now know we have this island, and we will make a very, very good state. We will make it much better than all the people in England. We have our own government, and so on. And they really give their best. They really become very expert and motivated to make it a nice state. But invariably it happens that a leader comes up, and this leader begins to fight with the other leader. It's only a 12-year-old boy. Two parties build, who then start to make war against each other, and finally one party puts fire to the whole island, and the island is burnt into ashes. And it so happened that at the last moment, one ship, which had passed the island, comes and sees it, and they land, and they see, oh, here, you are here, the children. And it ends in a very, very nicely described how the children all stand there and cry, because they have become aware, oh, we have wasted our chance. We have burnt the whole island. We have killed 3 children in the process of making our war. And but it ends in another way. The officer who had come with the boat saving them looks at the big ship, understanding that this drama which took place on the island takes place all the time in the world, that the human beings are just not able to live with each other and just fight and destroy everything, the relationships, and finally even the world. This is our conditioned nature. All of us are in the same boat. We have these powerful powerful enemies, lust, greed, hunger for power, hunger for selfish enjoyment, and these things keep us in this crazy material prison, the material world. Our chance, the highest process of mystic yoga, is to hear about Krishna patiently, and to allow that our attraction, which is now to the material modes of nature, that this attraction is remodeled, it is taken away and put to Krishna. My dear devotees, please allow that this process happens in your own life. Please do not be negligent, and please be a little bit realistic. To become Krishna consciousness doesn't seem to be so easy, otherwise we wouldn't have lost so many devotees. It is not happening so super automatically as we would like it to happen. It doesn't happen that you just enter the movement for Krishna consciousness and go like beep, you push a button, and then you have entered the lift which brings you back to Godhead. It's not that easy. It is happening only if you are successful in developing your affection for Krishna and putting him in the center, because only with Krishna's help is it possible to give up this powerful influence of the modes of material nature. And this is what I wanted to tell you. Please let us hear constantly and as much as possible about Lord Krishna. It is described that the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are sometimes for a conditioned soul who has his own interest really in the center. It is sometimes difficult to hear, so we should listen to the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said any pious soul who is hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and doing service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will definitely come out in the ocean of Radha's pastimes with Krishna. And this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is extremely very easily back home, back to Godhead. You have to be realistic on this path. The false ego will try to bring you back to material life, push you down. Hare Krishna, like on this terrible island which became a war island. The best way out of it is that you can develop your attraction for Lord Krishna, come out of the influence of the kingdom of the ego, and put Krishna in the center in a natural way. Krishna has this potency. If you hear about him, put him in the center, you become just more interested in him. He's more wonderful. Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions regarding this? Dear Krishna Prabhu.
When we analyze this story from a Krishna's conscious point of view, what were these children lacking, although they saw that this is wrong and they had a good intention to improve the situation, to be all false again?
Yeah. The children on the island, they were totally under the control of these qualities which control all human beings: lust for power, lust for, you know. It's interesting. The first thing they did, I don't know the whole story, but they developed an enemy. Picture. There was absolutely nothing on the island. It was just fruits and nice and so on. But they thought, someone is the enemy, and whom we need to fight. And this is why they built two parties, and they fought against them. It's such a Prabhupada once said about us Westerners: you Westerners are expert in two things. You have sexual attractions and you are quarrel. These things. This is what kills a person on the spiritual path, ultimately. It killed the people on the island. It made problems on the island. The only way to overcome our conditioned nature is really that we begin to put Krishna in the center. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has a very nice poem, it's the Gopinath Prayers. He says, I cannot really determine what is good for me. I'm so fallen. He says, you are the wisest person. You please find out a way how to bring me back to your lotus feet. Krishna must take the action. Isn't it, Rupa Manjari? It's up to us to go back up. What can we do? Then he says, our mind, our body is helplessly attracted to sense gratification. And our mind, he describes his mind as pagal. Pagal means crazy. It does not wish to follow spiritual authority. It just doesn't wish to do it. We have seen in this time devotees have become sometimes so they have such great difficulties in their spiritual life that they find fault in Prabhupada's books, that they don't like, the mind doesn't like to follow spiritual authority. We are all in this category to follow what the Lord wishes. It requires a great amount of surrender. So therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, what can I do? My body doesn't want to follow, my mind doesn't want to follow, but what are my chances to get out of this material energy? And then he comes to the conclusion, my dear Lord, you are Rishikesha, you are the controller of the mind and the senses. You are you must sit down in the core of my heart, and from there you must please direct me. That's my only chance. So this how can Krishna come into our heart, Rupa Manjari? Only by listening the divine vibration, sound vibration, which comes from the spiritual world, and absorbing it deeply into our hearts, and becoming Krishna conscious in this way. In the old days, we had one devotee who was very troubled, who could not feel happy in Krishna consciousness. So he was very passionate. So what he did is, as his last chance, he just, whenever a new Bhagavatam came out, he locked himself up in a room, and he did not come out of the room before he had finished reading the Bhagavatam. It must have been difficult in the beginning, because the mind rebels against listening to the sound vibration when it's so much in the modes of nature. But he just took a little bread and butter in the room so that he would survive. And some fruits maybe, I don't know. Then he would just go on this healing marathon. I mean, you can finish a Bhagavatam easily if you read the whole day, 2 days maybe, one volume. It's not so difficult. So then, after he came out of this self-imposed, prison life, he felt enthusiastic and happy again. It always worked until the day that he stopped doing this, and then after. Anyways, he's still a good devotee. No, it's not that he is. He still makes advancement, but he's working. He has a family life and has to take care of the malababies, small babies, and so on. Krishna has come into our heart. And the easiest process how Krishna can come in our heart and take control from there is by this process of healing. This Vishvatma Prabhu.
We were explaining this different modes in mind about the fears and accident.
Yes.
And we were describing that this Adam out of Thomas goodness, that someone worships Krishna but with the viewpoint to harm someone.
Yes.
But this person is anti-missing, can I fully put Krishna in the center of my life?
No.
And still reacting to them. And when we analyze a little bit different groups, spiritual groups, then we see that everyone speaks that I have put Krishna in the center of my way, but still there's a lot of Gaura going on. So what makes it so difficult to see the devotee and not the devotee?
What makes it so difficult? I will repeat the question for the tape listening afterward. We see that devotees think they are devotees, but in actuality they are still influenced by the modes, and for instance they do devotional service to harm others. They think we have put Krishna into the center, we are all right, we are very good, our point is correct, and still they are very much under influence by the lowest type of tamagun. Now what makes it so difficult, and so we see groups of devotees quarreling with each other, wishing harm to each other, but thinking they are fully Krishna conscious. So what makes it so difficult to see the devotee in others? To see the devotee in others means actually to develop what is called samadrisha, an equal vision, a spiritual vision. in the Gita, this vision is described that the Pandit sees with an equal eye an elephant, a sutra, a learned brahmana, a dog, and also a dog eater. He sees, for this equal vision, it's very, very important to have a spiritual vision. Let us, for instance, see Rasikananda. On one level, he is a child who is in the age where children are very, you know, restless and so on. On another level, he is in very, he is most probably a very advanced soul, a spiritual soul. Now, it's not always easy to see this on the spiritual level. It requires actually some maturity and some peace in our lives. If we don't have this maturity and peace, it is not possible to see a person on the spiritual level. We need some, at least some sattva guna to do that. The child, for instance, may disturb on one level, but so it requires some maturity to not react too much to this disturbance, but understand he is a spiritual soul, part of Krishna. So in the same way, when we are together with devotees, there are some of their natures, the material conditional nature, which may disturb us on one level. It may be just so different than how we feel and so on. One devotee might open the window because he is, has a fatty body, he is warm, and I may feel like and want to close the body because the window, because I'm very skinny and I'm not so warm so easily. So these, on the external platform, there will be a conflict of interest here. I want the window closed, he wants it open. And it requires some maturity to solve this dilemma and not develop a quarrel out of it. And that is to see the what is called unity and diversity. You know, that we are all spiritual souls, devotees of Krishna, and we try to serve Krishna. No. It also might require that we have a clear set boundaries in some ways. For that the Varnashram system is there, which is very difficult to implement in this age, where everyone, according to his condition, nature, has his own space to develop and so on. So in the absence of Varnashram, we might have to organize ourselves in such a way so that these differences don't create disturbances in our lives. But what it really requires is a mature vision. Vishwakarma Prabhu, you have asked a question which is very important to the, and I want to give you a personal answer. I had once tremendous difficulties with two devotees. I just did not agree, could not agree to how they conducted themselves, also in relationship to me. I felt very hurt by these devotees and very misunderstood and so on. Then I remembered I went on this pilgrimage to Gangotri, the source of Mother Ganga. And I had a very important experience for me. I developed what is called high altitude sickness, and a Höhenkrankheit. This is a, makes you feel very bad. I mean, it's almost intolerable for you to stay in the body. You feel like this, it's not so bad, but your feeling is like this. You can't sleep, you can't be awake, you feel like you wish to get out of the body, but you become extremely restless. And I spent the whole night on the toilet. You know, the body is reacting very wild and so on. While I was there, in this existential, in this difficult situation, I began to think very deep about my life. I thought, what is really important in my life? And when I began to meditate about what is really important, I understood further. In this world, what is left for me is really Krishna, and to become Krishna conscious. So from that evaluation, this reflection, I began to think about the problem I had with the devotees, and I thought it's really not such a problem. They want to also become Krishna conscious in their ways, it's different than I can see, and so on. They're great souls. Why do I always put these unimportant material differences so much in the foreground, in relationship to this big program to become Krishna conscious? These small problems are really not so important. And when I had my priorities very, very clear in front of my eyes, I wish to become Krishna conscious, and I should help others to become Krishna conscious. I shouldn't be in the way because I see things differently. I could go to the devotees and I could request them, please, can't we settle our disagreement? Please tell me how you feel about it. I will try to understand you. And they told me their vision, and had to see from their perspective. It made sense. Everything makes sense from the perspective. You could argue about the perspective: is it right or wrong, or is it very good? But it's beyond the point. Everyone looks according to the glasses he has on his eyes. He can't see it in a different way. When Rasika calls out in the lecture, and becomes Rasikananda, and is very temperamental, it makes perfect sense. He also wishes to speak something. He also has his point. he is right from his perspective. It should be some noise should be made. It is really required at this moment to make noise from his perspective. So then you begin to just be a little kind-hearted to everyone. It says everyone looks at the world in his perspective, and we shouldn't quarrel about it. We can't change it anyway. And we should see that the devotees, that they are, everyone is a devotee, at least, and you know, we have the same goal. Let us work together and let us see how we can keep our different perspectives in such a way that we don't quarrel with each other, and that we can follow Krishna consciousness. I think that's the challenge between the different Vaishnava groups. Now we have different Gaudiya groups who preach, and they all have their reasons why they preach like this and see the world like this, and they should learn to live in harmony together. Because from their perspectives, they can't see it in a different way. They have to see it like this. What makes it so difficult? It's our own immaturity. We are not yet so mature of spiritual. We have to work on it. It comes also by time. You're getting older. The movement is getting older. You have no other choice than to become mature. Otherwise, we suffer, and we inflict suffering on all others. It's a mature vision. It's actually a vision in Sattva-gun. Therefore, it says the Pandit has this eye to see everyone with an equal eye. Pandit should be in Sattva-gun. We are Rajasic people, and Rajasic people see differences. I once gave a lecture in where I said, look at us devotees. 90% of the points we absolutely agree. Like, who is God? What is the process to reach Him? We agree on food issues. We, even on details, you know, no garden yet, no problem. You know, we agree on what else we agree. You know, what are good times to rise? we agree on lifestyles. We agree even on philosophical opinions.
Where to go for pilgrimage?
What?
You agree where to go for pilgrimage?
We agree where to go for pilgrimage. I mean, we have so many things. But there are, of course, a few things which we see differently. And these few things, we make them so important that we, all our lives, we are just totally occupied with these things, and we fight because of them, and we feel unpleasant with each other, and we feel we cannot make a contact with each other, and so on and so forth. Welcome, benvenuti! and we make these things so important. It's childish. I gave this presentation called The Second Phase in Krishna Consciousness, and I told the devotees, and they were all looking at me. What fools we are. I think it is maybe 97% that we agree on. 23% left, which are problematic, but because we are such rajasic people, we make these small differences. Come, let me come. Report. Any other question? James, Dr. James.
You mentioned this motivation of this Madhyam Sattva.
Yeah.
And where it says you respect the devotees because you know Krishna is pleased with it.
Yeah.
So I was a bit surprised because according to my understanding, you're supposed to be like this. I mean, of course you're supposed to be like this because Krishna is pleased if you treat the devotees in the proper way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But how can you do this more than that? The goal is to become like, you have this pure motivation,
yeah.
The thoughts of love, how can you have this thoughts of
love? James, there is no doubt this is already a pretty high level, very high, but still it is not yet the highest. The highest is quite difficult. The highest is when you are on the platform of spontaneous attraction to Lord Krishna, no longer because you are supposed to do it, but because you are like this, you have reached it. The idea why this is not yet the highest is because it does not come out of the purified heart, but it comes out of the rules of the scriptures. You hear from the scriptures, you should make friendships with devotees, and you do it because you do not wish to follow, to violate the scriptures. Devotional service in spontaneous attraction to Krishna is not because the scriptures say it, but because you just love Krishna. We want to come up to this platform of love of Godhead. This is what we always say, and this means that love becomes our motivation, not that we have to do something to not suffer. There first Krishna is the center, and then the second motive that we do something to do everything right so that we don't have to suffer, we are at the center. This is a very important difference. Once Krishna wanted to point out the principles of bhakti, by telling a very by making a very interesting leela. He said he had a headache. Krishna cannot have a headache. So Narada Muni was there, and Krishna told him, the only way to give up my headache is if I get the dust from the lotus feet of my devotees and smear it on my head. So Narada Muni was willing to get dust which Krishna could use for his medicine. He went to the brahmanas in Benares, I believe, and asked them, please can you give me dust from your feet? Krishna needs this to cure his headache. So then the brahmana said, we are not fools, we don't wish to go to hell. If we touch with our feet the deity, we are already going to hell. Now if the dust from our dirty feet touches the head of Krishna, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we go into double hell. We certainly don't want this. We don't give it up. Narada Muni came back and told Krishna, you of course, he said, go to the gopis. But the gopis are simple cowherd girls. They have not learned anything about spiritual shastras. They milk the cows. They make cow dung curry. How can they know? How can they be better devotees than the brahmanas? Let me just go and see. And then he did so. Then he had told the gopis that Krishna had a headache and he needed now medicine, an unusual type of medicine, dust from the feet. They immediately gathered the dust and put it into big bags. Take it. Narada Muni said, what? Are you not afraid to go to hell? The brahmanas had said, if the dust from the dirty feet is coming at the feet of the Lord, the one who has done this will go to hell. The gopi said, we don't mind to go to hell if only Krishna's headache is solved. Can you understand this different paradigm? They want Krishna in the center, and the brahmanas have done it, says in the center, James. They knew all the scriptures, but their motive was to follow scriptures for their own sake, and here it's a motive. They did not have love in their heart for Krishna, but the gopis, love means you take the interest of the beloved as the first and foremost thing. In this world, the only loving relationship which comes closest to this is the relationship of the mother to the child. If you see the mother's love for the child, it is amazing. How with great difficulty the mother gives birth to the child. And sometimes it's so intense to give birth that the mother thinks, I would like to die. It is so heavy. There's a lot of pain. But still she thinks, no, my child should live. And then she continued to give birth to the child. Then the child, in the first hours of the first weeks, he always needs to have milk. I think Rupa Manjari, that when you were a mother, you could never sleep long, because 3 hours maximum sleep, then again the child is hungry, and so on. And the mother tolerates it, because she has love for the child. It's something natural. Otherwise the child would not survive if the mother wouldn't have this feeling towards him, the little child. It's very selfless if you think about it. And very, very highly laudable. This is what comes close to it. So in the spiritual world, this is how we react towards Krishna. We only wish his interest. This is called love of Godhead. There's something else. not saying ich möchte meine Haut retten, or I want to save my skin, and so on. So you might think, how will this ever happen in my life? I can't believe that it happens. And therefore the word is used, this is mystic. Mystic is also something you can't explain. It will happen if you listen to Krishna past times, and of course, let us start with the holy name, and so on. You will just, there will be a time when you like Krishna so much that you are ready to do for Krishna things which you cannot imagine on the present state of Krishna consciousness. You just wish to serve him. In your service, it's very good, this is how the acharyas describe it, before you do your service, when you're in the midst of it, think, this is what I will do for Krishna. I just give it to Krishna. Selfless devotion service. This type of meditation, when you do service, will help you to reach this state. It is important that you do it before, and not in that you say, okay, today we make a program. We will do this program for pleasing Krishna. We will give our best so that, but that doesn't mean that souls are attracted to Krishna. We will really, and with this motivation, you go into the evening. Today we will serve Krishna in the program. Today, James will say, I will play Madanga, so that I will play very nice, I will listen to the moves of the kirtan, and I will make the right rhythm at the right time to please Krishna. This is how you learn this art to please Krishna and put him in the center. So that when you are doing your service, it is an offering from the beginning to the end to Krishna. This is how you become Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur here makes this point. This is how Prabhupada taught us also, do whatever you do for Krishna. Yes? Hare Krishna. Today I will chant for Krishna, my Ram. I will pronounce his names for his glorification. You will see how all of a sudden this Krishna consciousness begins to enter your heart. Your chanting is on a totally different level. It is glorification of Krishna, and it's not struggling with the mind. But this is what happens when you are self-motivated. Dobro, very good. I wanted to just, I will end here. There are several devotees who wish to speak with me, and I also wish to speak to the devotees. I must admit to you that my day started very late, so I also have to stop now because you need your day also. But those who wish to speak to me, I'm free after 1 o'clock. Aranya, I would like to see you, obviously, and so on. I'm free after 1 o'clock. Okay. So thank you very much. I'm very much impressed by this wonderful center. of course, Bhakta Lavya had shown this center earlier to me on the last visit, but at that time, we just dreamt to have a rest run, and then at that time Vishwatma had not yet manifested himself from the holy dam. Now the rest run is also there, and it's a wonderful place. I mean, it's in the midst of the town, but very peaceful because it's its own unit. And now we should see if we can attract a few more devotees, so that the devotees who are here are not so busy. to maintain everything. It's clear that Krishna has a plan for us. I mean, even looking from it just from the material point of view, this is definitely much more better than Ranchata. It is situated much, much closer to everything. It's easier to reach it most properly for the people. It's near to this, it's in the big town, Locarno. And yeah, somehow I hope that one day, don't do it when you are so few people, it would be so nice to have deities here. It's nice, beautiful deities, but don't do it when you have so little devotees, then you just have so many things to do that everything becomes a stress. We should avoid, this is what we should have learned by now, avoid just totally stressed out that you can't read and chant properly. This we must absolutely avoid. It kills devotees and the spirit of devotion and service. We must be very careful about this. Let's end here. Wish you a nice day in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gauri Chai ki jai, Gopi Manandi Hare.